Yeah, no, we're getting used to it. You know, it's been a little bit different season, that, but yeah, we'll be ready for tomorrow night. We're pretty used to it here in Perth, that the travel demands that are more than anybody else in the league, and the guys have handled it well in the past, and I expect so this time. No, I trained fully today, so yeah, got the tick.
How's it? Was it the ankle that was troubling you really, or was it the game itself that just didn't work out for each month?
Oh, look, I thought he was still pretty productive for us out there. We probably missed a few bunnies around the rim that we should have made. It would have opened up the game a little bit more. But yeah, no, we're all good.
How do you prepare for tomorrow? Obviously, when they came in last time, they were fatigued, and I really thought that they were fatigued. You expect a different sort of team to what they were the last time they played?
Yeah, no, look, they've got three really good imports, and you know, Harvey and Jessica can shoot, and Simon's, you know, really crashed the glass against us last time. So we know that they've had a good win last game from behind and got their tails up, so we'll be expecting a strong showing tomorrow night. Yeah, well, they trapped him all the time, so we expect that again. That's nothing new. We just got to make sure our pieces are in the right place and how our spacing is out of there, so we also get the rebounds on a missed shot. And, you know, it's nothing unusual for Bryce. Gets that attention everywhere we go. Yeah, no, we practice our shots all the time. Look, sometimes you're off. It's very unusual you'll have four shooters that don't make a basket like we did in Adelaide. It doesn't happen too often. So, you know, then four shooters might get hot one night and, you know, you score 120 points. So, look, the guys do a lot of work on their shooting. It's not something that I'm particularly worried about. I'm just worrying about the quality of shots. Make sure they're coming out of offense. We're playing unselfish. We're making the extra pass, and you know, and we do that, we get high quality possessions. Yeah, and that's the reads that we've got. The playing, New Zealand played us tight, you know, really physical, playing tight, and the driving lanes are open. So we got to be in tune. When they're open, we're attacked the rim, and we did that the other night. Yeah.
How important is that for you as a club, as a team?
Yeah, it's just great to be back at the RAC Arena and to play with hopefully a full house that we haven't been able to do for close to, you know, a year and a half. So we hope it's loud and intimidating, like the Red Army always are, but it's just a reward for our loyal fans that we've been playing good basketball, and hopefully we can do it with a full house. Yeah, well, you can't get there Friday night and get there Sunday. But, yeah, it's a basketball bonanza this weekend. We've got two quality oppositions, and looking forward to it.
Can you notice the difference between 75-100? Do you hear the
difference
in noise for what has been
asked? Well, me personally, I don't even know the music. You know, I get asked what kind of music. Is music too loud? I don't hear it once the ball goes up. So what I do know that our fans are passionate. They are very much intimidating our sixth man. So hopefully they're like that this weekend.
Ask you about timeouts. You might not listen to the coverage, but there's been a lot of talk about the fact you don't say much during the timeouts. You're very strategic with how little you give away. What's your approach to timeouts? Wanting to communicate to your team and not wanting anyone at home or your phone to understand what you're doing?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of IP there involved, not only for that game, for next game's opponent. So I'm not sure if any AFL will allow microphones into their huddles and giving IP out. So most of the guys know what they're doing. It's really just getting the guys on the same page, make sure we're working at it. And when we come out for a play, we want to keep that in-house.
Do you make stuff up? You know, like, say, we're going to run this play, spaghetti, or something stupid like that, and a name that doesn't exist. Are you actually doing that during games, or what you say, is it what you're saying to them in there?
No, that's a good idea. I might do that, but spaghetti might be a good play. But no, I.
Are you running what you're playing, or is that going down a strategic path, not letting people know what you're doing?
No, I don't do that. No.
Well,
the NBL, actually, we did ask the NBL why is that they're not allowed to zoom in on the board. So their explanations that all the good cameramen are after the football and they've got guys that haven't done basketball before. But, yeah, it's, you know, the timeout, it's a sacred place for our team, you know, and we're allowed cameras in, and I get it. I know that we don't do it like any other sport in the world that allows the right there game time information gets to the public. So there's some IPs that we got to protect. You know, it's the inner sanctum of the circle, and not all the time we want the guys to stand up and if you wanted to give them a rev. It's sometimes you just want the, you know, to be the team what we're doing and the communication and eye contact. And, you know, we'll do the best that we can. No, I'll sit down and tell them. It's just more so if it's the next play, I'll keep it and I'll tell the point guard, and the point guard can tell the team.